you understand the importance of sharing the beauty of the written word, donations power the Writer's Almanac and keep the poetry and history you love alive. Contribute today at writersalmanac.org/donate.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 17th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "My advice to you is not to inquire why or whither, but just enjoy your ice cream while it is on your plate." Thornton Wilder, born Madison, Wisconsin, 1897. Father was a diplomat. Wilder and his four brothers and sisters moved back and forth between Asia and the United States. Went to Oberlin, then to Yale, got a job teaching French at a boys' boarding school. In 1926, he spent the summer at McDowell Colony, Writer's Retreat in New Hampshire, and he started work on his new novel, The Bridge of San Luis Rey, set in the 18th century, story of a bridge that collapses in Lima, Peru, while five people are crossing it. The collapse witnessed by a Franciscan monk who becomes obsessed by it and tries to figure out why those five people had to die. Wilder finished it less than a year later. It was an immediate success, sold nearly 300,000 copies, which enabled him to quit his job and build a house for himself and his parents and his sisters in Hamden, Connecticut, which was his residence for the rest of his life. His plays were popular, especially Our Town and his play The Matchmaker, which was adapted into the musical Hello, Dolly. Somewhere every day, the play Our Town is being performed by somebody. And Emily says her line, "Oh, Earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realize you. Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it every minute?" When he was 65, Thornton Wilder, famous writer, comfortable in Connecticut, busy being a literary man, he decided to escape from his own life and got in his Thunderbird convertible, drove west for 10 days. His car broke down in Arizona, just outside of Douglas, Arizona, and he got himself a hotel room and he stuck around for almost a year and got started on a novel, which came out 4 years later, The Eighth Day, and it won a National Book Award. It's the birthday of Isak Dinesen, born in Rungsted near Copenhagen, 1885. Started writing at an early age. One of the first stories she published was about a woman who has a love affair with a ghost. She was living on a coffee plantation in Kenya. Her husband had left her. She said, "I began in the evenings to write stories, fairy tales and romances that would take my mind a long way off." The stories were published in her collection Seven Gothic Tales, wild, magical stories about such things as a group of people telling jokes, trying to survive a flood, a woman who exchanges her soul with an ape. Isak Dinesen wrote, "Truth is for tailors and shoemakers. I, on the contrary, have always held that the Lord has a penchant for masquerades." Here's a poem for today by Lewis Simpson. Tall Girl Running begins with a quote from Richard Dawkins. "There is no gene which single-handedly builds a leg, long or short. Building a leg is a multi-gene cooperative enterprise." Tall Girl Running. "She went running by. I never saw a girl with such long legs. She ran by again. I shouted to her, 'You run like an angel.' She smiled and said, 'Thank you.' She did some knee bends. I said, 'Where did you get those legs?' 'My father,' she said, and went her way smiling." A poem by Lewis Simpson, Tall Girl Running, from Struggling Times, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.